Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Saw some odds I'll get to here in a second from Brett McMurphy, longtime college football reporter. Before that, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Laura.
Yeah.
Sugar's down and you got hacked.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine also I'm sitting down at the ER and also, hey, real quick, when you get home, got a problem. What is it? We got hacked. What
really?
Happened?
Really?
Yeah, really?
I don't know. Sometimes I laugh at uncomfortable things. And that would be, I start laughing, but it's not, that would be bad.
Yeah, it'd be really bad.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Who could help us with that, Jake, to secure that?
Well, if you were smart, you'd call Applied Connective Technologies.
Sue me.
Yeah.
That'd be the smart way to go. Because
sue me.
They're in all 93 counties of the state, 99% retention rate, and they manage all your IT in one spot. You don't have to go search different places for deals. It's your best deal for all IT, one-stop shop.
Physical protection. They'll physically bring
physical
people
and
down
cyber protection,
yeah. Stand outside your building. They have, but also like that, their camera setups they have. Oh, it's just incredible what they do. Will's out there right now. You talk about being up early. I mean, he's out the door and he does everything door to door. Nothing is done through Zoom. He does it face to face.
Really?
That's what Will does. Yeah, he's based out of Albion, lives in Fullerton.
Okay,
free consultation.
Good to know that.
At AppliedConnective.com. Check him out today. By the way, Sip, you're getting roasted on the text line for not having Peacock or not willing to get Peacock for this game on Tuesday.
Can you get it for like one night free? Is there a trial? Maybe get a trial.
You can track these games on Twitter very easily because there's very good reporters who keep you updated. I will be tracking it.
So you're standing by. You have no interest in watching the game or finding a way to watch it.
I don't expect a crazy crowd at Ohio State. Probably be a good crowd. That's how I would describe it. Good. I don't think it's going to be just nuts. Even though they have to win too.
This is 9 o'clock their time, right?
Yeah.
This is 9 p.m.
Wow.
Imagine walking to PBA for 9 p.m. Central Time game. This is 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's crazy.
Is that Value City Arena?
Yes. I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
That won't be a crazy crowd at all.
Before I get to this CBS article, I saw from Brett McMurphy during the break a Circa Sports. Put out some odds.
Circa.
Yeah.
Circa.
They've got odds out for the 2025-2026 college football championship.
Okay.
Two teams tied with the best odds.
Okay, let's guess them. Ohio State and Texas.
Boom. Yeah. Wait. Hang on.
It's very predictable.
Very predictable.
Brilliant.
Who's next? 6.5.
Well, okay, Bill, who would be next? You'd have to probably slot in there. Who we missing? Oregon.
I'd probably go
Penn
Georgia.
State.
Probably
Penn State.
Penn State.
Penn State. Penn State.
What did Bill say?
Georgia.
Brilliant.
Whoops, sorry.
It's very easy
now. Yeah, Penn State's got to be somewhere in the top five.
They are. Penn State would be fifth behind Oregon, who's at 7-1 at this point.
Yeah.
Incredibly predictable.
Yes.
Incredibly predictable.
In terms of like surprises, I mean, Penn State 7.5-1. Bama and Notre Dame both 15-1 per Circus Sports. Tennessee 18-1.
Okay.
Clemson 20-1.
Okay.
LSU, Michigan, and Ole Miss 25-1. Michigan's high.
I think the best value right there is Clemson.
Do you? 20-1.
Clemson returns a lot of people.
Okay.
They return a lot of it. So first value wise at 20-1, that's a great way to look at a game.
Michigan seems like a stretch to
stretch.
Me.
25-1. So they're basically a 10th right now. They tied for 10th essentially.
I'd like them a bit more like 35-1.
Well, that'd be A&M at 35-1.
Oh, Elko.
Okay.
A&M. They're just still riding Jimbo's coattails at A&M. Right?
Yes, that's what
it is. That's exactly what he's doing.
$78 million to leave. How about that one?
If you're curious about Nebraska is 100-1 odds, tie with Arizona State, Indiana, and Oklahoma, all the same odds to win the national championship at 100-1.
Arizona State,
Indiana, and Oklahoma, as well as Nebraska, at 100-1.
Not terrible company.
No, not at all.
So that's Circus Sports.
I'd still rather path through the Big Ten than the SEC. I like them ahead of Oklahoma just for the path they probably have to take, what they have to do. So
God, how about Ohio State?
Yeah. 5-1 odds with Texas.
How about them? How about that power?
That's back to back. I don't know them that well, but that seems. I don't see that.
They're losing a lot.
They lose a lot. Both the running backs are gone. The defense is almost all gone. The quarterback is someone that's not played.
Got those two big time players back.
They do. They got probably the best receiver in the country. So that's
and
a lot.
And then Caleb Downs.
Yeah. They do. They've got players.
So you got that.
You have that. But there's a big loss. And it's really hard to win it all, to win it two in a row.
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially after you went through an emotional. That was probably the most emotional season for anybody. To have to lose that kind of game to Michigan. Then come back and do what they did.
March through it.
I mean, that's a lot on your staff.
Who's the quarterback? Who's that quarterback going to be for Ohio State?
I don't know who it is right now.
Is it Julian Sain?
That's kind of what they're saying.
He's a little guy, by the way.
So it's interesting.
Jake, he's like a 6'1", 195.
Because most of the time, so if
they're a little dude.
If they're tied for number one, that is odd. If you think about this, first-time starter, Arch has at least played some.
Yeah, he has.
He's played some. He's
played
been
quite
in some
a bit.
He actually started games in the SEC.
Arch.
So, but that's still odd for Ohio State for having somebody that's never played, really.
Really, it is.
To be the favorite or odds-on favorite.
God, that's beautiful to talk about, though. I mean, think about the drama with Arch Manning. It'll be so much fun to watch that.
How about this one? So the two favorites are who again, Jake?
Texas and Ohio State.
Do they happen to play each other?
They do.
In the opening game to start the season. One versus two.
Could be a national championship preview.
One versus two.
That's in the shoe.
I wonder if that'll be 11 o'clock kick.
Probably.
Big noon kickoff.
If that's a big noon, that will be the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Texas,
you want to see me lose my mind?
This bothers you more than it bothers me. I get where you're coming from. For some reason, it doesn't bother me that much.
No.
You think it's buffoonery?
It's buffoonery. It's just like it's like
can't put your best game at 11 a.m.
It's like Pender girls basketball buffoonery. They play Wednesday at 9 a.m. They played all last season at the state tournament at 9 a.m. If they win or play through, they play every game at 9 a.m. There should never be a state championship game at 9 a.m.
Okay, so an Ohio State.
Ever.
I got to say this. If I were an Ohio State fan, in like last season when you played six straight, I think it was six straight 11 a.m. games. That would wear you out.
That would wear. It's
like,
awful.
What are we doing? We got to get up at 8 o'clock every Saturday.
We like to tailgate here.
It was set up so perfect in the past. It was like, what's the 11 o'clock game? It's Purdue at Northwestern. It's just kind of a.
And you understood. That's what it's supposed to be.
That's what it's supposed to be. It's just supposed to be kind of a, kind of ease into the day. Do one of these, kind of. Loosen it. Oh, look at that. It's kind of a good game here. Let's check that out.
So what we're saying is that Fox has ruined everything because it said, hey, this is an avenue that we can make a lot of money because we can make a featured game.
Yep.
We don't want your damn featured game at 11 a.m.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I mean, I wonder what Ohio State fans were saying this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would think it was bad. I mean, it's really sleepy. I was there for an
11 a.m. The only thing good about it would be when you go there, I want to go there. I want to play Ohio State at 11 a.m. They have shown at 11 a.m. that they're asleep at the wheel.
Yes.
It was a sleepy environment. Yeah. I can tell you, I was there when Nebraska played them. It was sleepy when I went into that stadium. Now, maybe it's because I was sleepy, but no, it wasn't a lot going on. There wasn't.
I mean, it's something now. When you're on the road, you're getting up at, think what time you're getting up for an 11 o'clock kick.
6:05.
Well, first of all, when's your meal supposed to be?
I don't know. You're the coach.
It's supposed to be 4 hours ahead of when you play. That's the general nutritionist type of thing.
I don't think we did that at Columbus High.
7 a.m. would be that meal. That's early.
Yeah.
That's early.
That's early.
I get it.
That's early.
I get it.
And if you catch one every now and then, okay, it happens. Like that, but it's just like...
Six straight.
Oh, God.
I think it was six straight.
It was six straight. It's stupid.
It's just... It's horrible. It's horrible.
I can't defend it. I wish I could. I am not as down on it as you, Bill. At 11 a.m.
Well, you like it. Your day's over earlier.
No, it's not that. 11 a.m. Hold on. Ohio State, Texas at 11 a.m. does not offend me.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Is that game on Fox? Can we find that out?
I don't think it's announced yet, but I would think so.
They would know what it's on right now. That won't be new. Oh, yeah, that'll be out. That's out.
I should know that.
So I don't know who has the rights to it, if that's the...
It doesn't show the channel right now.
Because I wasn't Michigan, Texas last year. Wasn't that Fox?
I think
it was Big Noon. It was Big Noon. Yeah, I believe.
There's probably a strong chance.
And I just loved it, too. I didn't bother me. Like, when Colorado opened the season I think it was an 11 a.m. game. When they opened the season, when they beat TCU, that was an 11 a.m. game, right? I thought it was awesome. Starts the day off, Bill.
No.
Kicks off the day. No. They call it Big Noon Kickoff. Kicks off a great day, right?
Then it should be Big Noon Central Time, at least. Not Big Noon Eastern Time, because imagine being on the West Coast? Just think about that. Imagine being in the mountain. Oh, yeah. Man, I can't wait to get up and, oh, wow, I overslept. It's halftime. Oh,
well,
I'll be going to hell.
We'll
see the second half of this game. It should be fun, honey.
I hope you feel good.
I hope you feel good. I just happened to doze off a little bit, and I missed the whole game.
I'm not as offended as you are.
You had a late Saturday night or late Friday night in California. Wake up. Yeah, it's 9 a.m. kickoff. For Texas and Ohio State,
In Hawaii, you just stay up for it. You wouldn't even go to bed.
We just power through.
Love to hear what the Breakers think
Thank you for the odds.
Brett McMurphy, Circa Sports, delivered that. Thank you to Brett.
Circa.
Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels, and Joe. Today's topic is NCAA Tournament Championship coaches. These are coaches who have won college basketball tournament.
Okay. Too bad at this. Come on.
I'll struggle with the name. I'll be able to tell you what he looks like, all that stuff, but I'll struggle with the name. Go ahead, Jake.
If you think you know your NCAA tournament championship coaches, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. NCAA Tournament Championship coaches are topic today. You guys feel okay about this?
It's okay.
Lost your caller.
Bring on another one. Okay, what's the overall?
402-464-5685. Number to call in.
That doesn't seem to be updated.
I don't think we updated that at all in the last 2 weeks.
Let's focus on updating the board today.
I think we've been 69-54 for a solid week and a half. No doubt about that one.
I think you guys were 3-2 last week, I want to say. 3-2. Okay. Let's go to
Greg.
Greg, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Greg.
Greg.
Greg. Let's do this, Greg. First, Bill, a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Greg, who is Louisville's head coach in their 1980 national championship season?
Layup.
What was the year again?
1980.
Is that Denny Crum?
It was.
Good job.
Brilliant.
We're
good
in
job,
for one.
Greg.
Denny
We're
Crum
in for one.
Is correct.
The great Denny Crum.
Oh, his hair. Remember his hair? Was kind of.
Got the comb over.
Swooped yep, over. The comb over.
1-0.
He was regal,
Louisville.
Though.
Yeah, he was.
1-0 lead for Greg. SIP, first question. Who was Villanova's head coach in their 1985 national championship
season? I got it. You got it for sure?
Yeah, season.
It. Okay.
That'd be Raleigh Massimino.
Correct.
Brilliant.
Okay, all right. We had the first correct. Two.
Yeah. Yeah. Raleigh Massimino
pretty
is
easy yeah, so correct. Far.
Pretty easy. You gave us some easy
yep.
ones.
Yep. I'm going back in time. Back for the lead, Greg. Last question. Who was Michigan's head coach in their 1989 national championship season? Say the name. Say it again.
Bill Frieder.
No.
We have a door open.
Fish.
Yeah. Good job. Steve Fisher.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Okay, now, did I use Bill or not? He
yeah.
said Fish.
Yeah, yeah. You used Bill
that's
there.
Okay. That's fine.
You used Bill.
We're clearly up.
Steve Fisher.
We're up 2-1.
It's just for the win. If you miss this, Greg can steal and go with a tiebreaker.
Bill, I
got excited. I want to say something.
you okay.
All right. For the win,
you're
Sip.
Fine.
Yeah. Bill, can I help you?
Right.
Or give you hints. Who was Arizona's head coach in their 1997 national championship season?
You got to be kidding me.
Well,
me
can't help him. No hints. No hints.
Yes,
no hints. No hint.
He already had Fisher, though. He had it.
No.
I can help on
no,
this
you can't.
One.
No, you can't.
Hold on.
There's rules here. Can't help him.
So stop it.
Now, 97.
Can I talk about his hair?
Better get it.
Okay, nope.
He just gave me a hint. He gave me a hint. It's Lute Olson.
Brilliant.
Hair.
Greg, we're gonna get you bagels because there's hints. There's hints there today. You lost. But...
He gets bagels, yeah.
Hey, Greg, you lost,
just
but I will
hair,
have a business box for
hair.
You. Okay.
He only said hair.
He just said
that's
hair.
A hint. Lute Olson has great hair. Sorry, Greg.
Jake, I throw a challenge flag.
Yeah, you throw a challenge flag. It's fine. I will get you.
How about if we score the tiebreaker? I got too excited.
All right, thanks, Greg. I don't know what he was trying to say there. How many championships has Kentucky won as the tiebreaker today?
Oh, a lot. It's kind of tough because did they win some before they were sponsored by the NCAA? That's the question.
I'm just going off official titles here.
NCAA titles?
Yep.
Seven?
I'm going to go over.
8 is the number for Kentucky titles.
Good job.
So...
Bill, I think I would have gotten Lute Olson. I mean, it had to be late in his tenure, though, right? Yeah.
I made an error. I apologize.
Jake is not happy with him.
He retired. No, he was there several years after.
Was he?
97, yeah.
Okay, let me look that
I don't know
up.
When Lute Olson. He
seemed like that was late in his tenure. Hold on.
He was there for a lot of the 2000s, I thought.
Came from Iowa.
Yes, he did come from Iowa.
Come from Iowa.
Made a Final Four, I believe, at Iowa, I believe.
He had a good run at Iowa. They were good. That's why I got the Arizona job.
This is easy to look up. Let's see. Lute. Talk about regal, by the way. God, you had Denny Crum.
Tan.
And
he was very tan.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Arizona. When did they win the national title?
97. 1997.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He coached 10 more years.
I remember him when I was watching a lot of basketball.
Coached 11 more years after that. Huh. God, he went all the way to 2007. I'll be damned.
They're always good under Lute Olson.
Yeah, they were. I mean,
you could count on them being a deep run in the tournament, or at least a high seed.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to tell you right now. There's only one year he didn't make the tournament. This makes me mad when I look at this stuff. It really does. There was one year he didn't make the tournament. That was his first year at Arizona. After that, they made the tournament every single year.
How many is that? Like 16?
Well, from let's just say it. From it just angers me when I see this stuff, Jake. Don't do this to me. They made it every year from 85 to 2007.
And yeah, we can't make it, once more than once a decade.
We're not done. We're fine.
Not done yet.
By the way, in terms of a potential flaw in this game show, so the call, Greg mentioned Frieder, Bill Frieder, is that the name? Apparently, he coached during the season.
He did.
Why,
coach.
Why was Fisher coaching in the?
He took the. What job did he take? He took another job.
Or yeah. Did Frieder have a health issue?
Yeah. No. Took another
he
job.
Took another
he,
job.
He
took another
left
job.
Before they made the tournament. I think they won it all.
I think Fisher only coached the tournament.
Okay.
He only coached the tournament.
Okay, so then he deserves to at least get a bagel. Yeah.
But he wasn't winning that. I would push back on that.
Well, I'm going to give him
I'm agreeing that he should get it because I lost it, Steve.
You only said hair, though.
That's not enough. That's really not a clue.
Not really.
It's really not a clue.
Jake, I kind of knew it already.
You won the game.
Do you really
There's
think
no
if
somebody, on
if,
the board.
If there was a question that I didn't know the answer to, and Steve goes, hair, and I'm like, oh, thank you.
That could help. Yeah, that could help.
It could. Like, Denny Crum, if you said hair, that would be a clue, probably.
Well, what if you said bad hair to somebody? That stands out, too.
If I'd have said gray hair or white hair.
Right.
Yes, I just said hair.
If you would have said silver fox.
Silver fox, different. Tan.
Enough going on. I feel comfortable at least giving him a
bagel.
Oh,
I do too.
But you guys will get the win. So, hour three is next in early break.
I pushed it. I'm sorry.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.